USA News. I'm John Schaefer. Nearly a year since the Russian invasion of Ukraine, President Biden once again pledging U.S. support.
I can proudly say that our support for Ukraine remains unwavering.
Speaking in Poland, the president called out Russia's brutality against the Ukrainian people, accusing troops of being mercenaries and committing crimes against humanity. Russian President Vladimir Putin says his country will not participate in the last remaining arms control pact with the United States. Putin made that announcement in a speech where he also said he will not change his strategy in Ukraine.
I would like to repeat, they started the war, and we used the force in order to stop it.
In his State of the Nation address, Putin said Russia is a victim of Western double dealing and said it's Russia, not Ukraine, that is fighting for its very existence. Big losses on Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down more than 600 points in afternoon trading. Future interest rate hikes are being blamed for today's big losses. January's consumer price index increased by 0.5%, while the producer price index rose by 0.7%. Both came in higher than expected. Winter weather watches and warnings are spreading across the country as a powerful winter storm prepares to bear down on millions of Americans. The weather issues stretch from the West Coast to the Midwest, with warnings posted in Washington, Oregon, California, Utah, and Arizona. There are blizzard warnings in much of South Dakota and southern Minnesota, with Minneapolis and St. Paul expected to take the brunt of the storm. Up to 2 feet of snow could fall through Thursday evening. SpaceX preparing for a launch that will send 4 people to the International Space Station. The Crew 6 mission is set to blast off early Sunday morning from Cape Canaveral. On board will be 2 NASA astronauts, a Russian cosmonaut, and a long-duration astronaut from the United Arab Emirates. This is USA News.
Big news from Newsmax. AT&T's DirecTV censorship of Newsmax continues. AT&T owns DirecTV, and they continue carrying 22 liberal news channels, but they just canceled Newsmax. With OAN gone, that's 2 conservative channels AT&T has removed in the past year. Newsmax is the 4th highest rated cable news channel, with great hosts like Greg Kelly, Chris Salcedo, Rob Schmidt, Mike Huckabee, and more. Now, millions of DirecTV subscribers can't watch them on Newsmax. Rand Paul, Mike Huckabee, and former President Trump urge you to cancel DirecTV and AT&T services. Stand up for free speech. Call AT&T and DirecTV now. Call toll-free 877-NEWSMAX and we'll connect you to DirecTV. If you oppose censorship and support Newsmax, you can also call 877-NEWSMAX. We'll tell you how you can help. Dr. Ben Carson says our freedoms are at stake. He says stand up against AT&T for Newsmax. Call 877-NEWSMAX today.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine says the water in East Palestine is safe to drink.
How do we know that? We know that because it has been tested. But we're going to continue to test.
DeWine visiting the town with the EPA director, going door to door trying to convince residents that their water and air is safe. At one point, even drinking someone's tap water.
That makes us feel better.
Yeah, but we'll continue.
DeWine ensured the residents that testing and a thorough cleanup will take place. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is being fined for using shell companies to hide investments. The $5 million fine against the Mormon Church is coming from the Securities and Exchange Commission. The church was accused of using shell companies over a period of more than 2 decades. The actual investments are not being revealed to the public. TCU quarterback Max Duggan received another honor. Duggan was presented with the Davey O'Brien Award, which recognizes the best quarterback in college football. Duggan led the Horned Frogs to an undefeated regular season and the first playoff win in program history. The mayor of New Orleans is under fire for a viral video that shows her making an obscene gesture at a Mardi Gras float. In the video, you can see LaToya Cantrell giving the middle finger and yelling obscenities at the passing float in front of kids. Her office released a statement saying it was satire and jest. It's not known what triggered the incident. And a springtime dessert treat is back. Well, for a limited time, McDonald's is rolling out the Minty Shamrock Shake nationwide, but only while supplies last. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number 1 toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.